Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Absolutely, Stephen. The IDF troops are still operating in southern Lebanon in accordance with the ceasefire understandings to locate and dismantle Hezbollah terror infrastructure. This week, they struck more than 70 targets, including around 10 command centers and weapons depots. The troops located and dismantled an underground terror tunnel approximately 100 meters long with four hideout rooms used by Hezbollah terrorists. This, while the communities in the north are still facing attacks as the Homeland Security continues to insist on restrictions for large gatherings. Do you know, Stephen, that since April 17th, say about 6 weeks now, Hezbollah in Lebanon has launched 1,000 drones and 700 missiles to disrupt negotiations between Lebanon and Israel. Hezbollah seeks to deprive the Lebanese of the opportunity to achieve peace and restore rehabilitation and development.
Wow, we can't imagine being under such an attack here in Canada. I hope nobody was injured this week.
Unfortunately, Stephen, that is the risk in warfare. This week, 23-year-old Staff Sergeant Noam Hamburger, a technology and maintenance combat soldier, was killed by a drone during operational activity in northern Israel. 1 month, Stephen, from being discharged. In two other separate tragic incidents, a 19-year-old combat engineer was killed by another explosive drone strike carried out by Hezbollah. Also, Sergeant Rotem fell during operational activity in northern Israel. Two drones were launched in a military zone on the border during the attack. One killed her as she was running to a shelter. The second drone seriously wounded a reservist and moderately injured another. As the Jewish people say, we bow our heads in respect for those heroes who were killed defending the Jewish homeland.
More sorrow for families and communities this week. Is there anything else happening in the South, Suzanne?
Well, the IDF was able to dismantle 11 kilometers of underground tunnel routes east of the Yellow Line in northern Gaza. The area served as a central Hamas terrorist stronghold. It was an underground network built beneath residential homes, public institutions and roads, and used by the terrorists to carry out attacks against Israeli civilians and the IDF troops. The IDF reported eliminating a terrorist who served as a sniper in Hamas and posed an immediate threat in executing attacks against IDF troops. Intelligence analysis indicated he infiltrated the Zikim base during the brutal October 7, 2023 massacre. The Zikim base is part of the IDF's infrastructure in the southern Negev and has been used for training and operational purposes, including during the October 7th Hamas attack, when it was targeted and defended by IDF forces. That day, when six IDF commanders and one soldier were killed by around 120 Hamas invaders. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Minister of Defense Katz issued a joint statement this past week indicating that under their direction, the IDF struck the new leader of the military wing of the Hamas organization. He was one of the architects of October 7th and served as head of Hamas's intelligence bureau during the massacre, this making him responsible for the murder, abduction, and injury of many Israeli civilians and IDF soldiers. In a separate location, Judea and Samaria to be precise, another terror attack was prevented before innocent people were murdered. Five terrorists, including one planning an imminent attack and another involved in assembling explosives, were arrested. Israel's security forces work day and night to stop terrorism before it strikes.
Things are still heated in South and Central Israel. Is there anything else, Suzanne, before you give us some key prayer points?
Just two more things, Stephen. The Israeli Air Force received its first Boeing KC-46, quote-unquote, Gideon refueling plane. The first of six KC-46 aircrafts purchased by the Defense Ministry in a move that will significantly boost Israel's long-range strike capability. The multi-role aircraft makes mid-air refueling possible for fighter jets and other aircrafts, but can also be used for military transport. I mentioned the other week that Israel appointed a special envoy to the Christian world, Arab Christian diplomat George Deek. He made a very important statement this week, quote, "In Israel, Christians worship freely, and we live freely. Christians in Israel are thriving. Israel and Christians share the same hope," unquote. He affirms that Christians are loved in Israel. With that, let's focus on some strategic prayer points. Completely dismantling of Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist organizations in the north and south, protecting Israelis and IDF from missiles and drones. With the dismantling, a permanent ceasefire and long-term peace agreement being vital between Israel and Lebanon and with Iran. Comfort for those who lost loved ones in the fight for peace in the Middle East and full recovery to those soldiers wounded. Freedom and liberty restored to Iranians, to Lebanese, and Gazans from under their terrorist regimes. Canadians having courage to stand up against the rise of anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada and throughout Canada as well, as Canadian Jews are 1% of the population, but 70% of hate crime victims. And declare Psalm 89, especially verse 14, which indicates that righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since his eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we both say thank you so much for your vital prayers over Israel, Iran, and the Middle East during this critical time. We say shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.